Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, we were taught that we need to allow the Lord to have full control of our lives in order to make us a fit servant for His service. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Someone has rightly said, history teaches us that people don't learn from history. And that is true. We learn from history that people don't learn from history. And this is written for our admonition. Learn from this. Don't make the same mistakes as we see the children of Israel did in the wilderness. In the wilderness, they should have seen they have a more pressing and immediate need to depend upon God. They needed support and supply. They trusted Him to deliver them out of Egypt. They trusted God for that. But they did not trust Him to lead them in the wilderness. Oh, why is it we trust God in the matter of cleansing us from our sin by His precious blood, but then we fail to trust Him to lead us in this life, to walk according to His word? They erred in their heart by giving in to sin, as we've just read in 1 Corinthians 10, verses 5 through 10. And in like manner, we live in a world that cannot supply you with the spiritual strength you need to be holy and acceptable unto God. Now again, we notice the warning that was given to us in 1 Corinthians 10:12, where it says that, "Let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall." How can we do that? Well, be daily in His word. Obey the word of God. Separate from the world. Separate unto God. Serve Him. If we don't, we'll end up like the children of Israel in lust, idolatry, drinking, dancing, fornication, murmuring, and tempting Christ with our personal life, as well as our religion, as they did in Israel, going to the rock and roll of the day. And our purpose-driven religion being the purpose to fulfill liberty to the flesh. No other foundation can any man lay than Jesus Christ, my friend. That is the only thing salvation is built upon. And He can take that broken down life of burnt wood and flimsy twigs and bramble and make it a solid building. Call upon Him for cleansing. Call upon Him for forgiveness. Ask Him to take away your sin. Give Him your heart and life today. He will save you, my friend. He will save you now. But you need to allow the Master Builder to do something with the rest of your life, that it may be a structure for His glory. Not just saved from Egypt, just not saved from hell, but a building of God designed for His glory. Would you let the Master Architect do that with your life? Oh, I wish you would. I want you to have the best that God has for you. Now, we've seen in verses 13 and 14, the Master Architect, and that He is the right and only foundation, and that He has a plan set out for this building, and it will be glorious. But now, as we move on in our text, Verses 15 through 17 lays out the architectural rendering to reach the glory of verse 14. It's how he wants his divine design to come about in the Christian life. Now, to do that, we must stand fast. Now, again, let's look at verse 15. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our apostle. Therefore, stand fast in his design. Now, it's interesting, the word therefore. I can remember thinking that I would see sometimes the word wherefore, and other times I'd see the word therefore. And I thought, well, what's the difference? Why would they decide to use therefore sometimes and wherefore at other times? And if you study it, you'll find that it's almost a 4-to-1 ratio, that for every one time you see the word wherefore, you'll see almost 4 times the word therefore. Why is that? Wherefore has this idea. We started over there, and we've come to this point. And this is where we are right now. And this is what we need to be doing right now. The word therefore has the idea of we started at that point over there, but we're headed over to this other point. And we're at this point right now, and on our way, this is what we need to be doing continually. So that's why the word therefore is used. And therefore, brethren, we are to continually stand fast. Therefore, as a result of the plan here in 2 Thessalonians 2, 13 and 14, you do this. Now, stand fast, there is one Greek word, and it means standing firm, persevering. We're being told to remain firm, to persevere in his design. Have you ever heard a boss say, I don't care how you get it there, but it better be on my desk at 8 o'clock in the morning or else? Now, that else may mean you lose your job. It may mean a demotion. It may mean a steep fine. In some cases, it could mean jail. Those are threats that can keep most people in line, if those are likely scenarios to happen. This paragraph of Scripture, verses 13 through 17, should help the Christian see that standing fast or persevering is worth not losing out on any glory in eternity. God's grace toward us in saving us and giving the opportunity of future glory should quicken and engage us to our most diligent care, resolution, and endeavor to bring glory to his name. Now, they are to stand fast, we're told, and hold the traditions which they were taught by both word and epistle. Now, the word traditions has in it the idea of the instructions delivered. This is the last day's context. And the instructions remind us that in the last days, we are to endure sound doctrine. Again, the traditions which we've been taught by word and epistle. That's sound doctrine. Because many won't do it in these last days. They had been taught truth by the preaching of the word and by the epistle, God's written word. Now, they're to keep a strong grip on the truth. I've spoken to missionaries who are heartbroken as they come home and see ministries unholy and contemporary who were once true to the word. They did not stand fast nor hold to the doctrine of God's word and God's holiness. Somewhere along the line, these things fail. Now, that tells me three things as a Christian. in His divine design, and my responsibility to be watchful about these things of sound doctrine. First, I should stand fast and have a grip on truth and consistency. The same spirit in which a Christian sets out in the ways of God, as Revelation chapter 2 points out about first love, well, that should be maintained and evidenced to the end. That is the spirit. Now, the knowledge should grow, the wisdom should go, and the understanding should grow. But that spirit of love should always be manifested. If you begin seriously with lively affections and holy resolutions and humble reliance, then you should end the same way. I often tell the folks of our church that our church should be more holy and have stronger standards this year than we did last year. And the same is true in the Christian life. It should have more standards, stronger standards, and it should be more holy this year than it was last year. Why? Because we're growing in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, I've seen parents with strong standards in music, dress, doctrine, and issues of separation from places that we should not go. For example, to the bars, to the dances, to the movies, and things of that nature. And suddenly see them change when their children are teenagers and their children begin doing these things. Now, they shouldn't allow the children to do them. And they begin to change their standards and let the children do them. The relationship with children then has become more important than Jesus Christ, because that relationship with those children has changed their strong standards. In Matthew chapter 10, verses 34 through 38, we read something from the very lips of Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to listen to these words, because this is Jesus speaking. Jesus is preaching here in Matthew chapter 10, verse 34. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.